Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. I guess it's true what they say, there's no place like home.
That's true.
Tori and I are sad that we're not in Hawaii anymore, but we are happy to be home in our own bed and in our own just space.
Creature comforts.
Creature comforts. It really is something that, like, you know, I think there's a big difference between a house and a home.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean?
There's a different feel. Mm-hmm. Our place passes the vibe check.
Oh, no.
Anyways, do you want to go and hop into today's devotional, baby?
Yes, let's do it. Okay, you guys. So today we're going to be reading out of 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 26 and 27. And the devotional is titled Knowing God. And it says, "To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To those with integrity, you show integrity. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I am a loving father who wants the best for you. I am a God of justice, integrity, and love. I am a God who gives power, peace, and purpose to your life. Your perception of me can affect how you receive me. You must remember that I am not like those you encounter on earth. I am trustworthy, and those who have hurt you do not reflect me or my relationship with you. Ask me to open your eyes to see me for who I really am. I want to pour my love into you so you can experience the blessings and the benefits of being a child of the King. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, how we see God can influence how we receive him. If we see God as judgmental, we will never experience his grace and mercy. If we see God as unfair, we will never experience his justice. If we see God as hostile, we will constantly walk in fear that he is angry with us. But if he is a good and faithful God, not a tyrant, we can trust him to take care of us. The Treasure of Truth says, how you perceive God is how you will receive God.
Yeah, that's super interesting because I feel like we allow so much of our, like, upbringing and influences to help us create a perception of God.
Yeah.
And I've seen it even whenever I've talked to a lot of people who don't believe in God, and mm-hmm. I'll maybe ask them why, but I'll use different words. I'm not like, why don't you believe in God?
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll be in that conversation and you'll hear this person share their heart and they're sharing different feelings. And I'm like, mm-hmm. that's not the God I know, mm-hmm. you know, but their perception of God is the God that becomes, like, quote unquote, their reality, because right. that's the only thing that they know or believe about him.
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of girls who have had really just not great relationships with their own father. And so then they have a really hard time creating what they think the Heavenly Father looks like towards them, especially if it's like an abusive relationship or something really heavy, or even just a father who was judgmental or super disciplined or any of those things. Maybe they never received grace from their own father. And so they have a hard time taking what an earthly father looks like and separating mm-hmm. it from what their Heavenly Father looks like. And I think what's so important, I mean, how do you, you know, change that, right? And it's like, you have to know the character of God. You have to test God's character. You have to actually get in the presence of God and realize that he meets you with grace and with mercy and with forgiveness. And it's different, you know? And I feel like for me personally, it's like, I grew up with an amazing, amazing dad. And then, you know, in college and different things like happened. And then the Lord really revealed himself in a new way to me as a Heavenly Father. And I think what's so cool about God is, like, he never disappoints us mm-hmm. in terms of his presence, his love, and the way he provides for us. And I'm not even talking provision in terms of money. I'm talking provision in terms of providing for your emotional needs. And I feel like there was a season where I was lacking affection or connection, and God really stepped in. And that was when I felt like our relationship grew so much in intimacy. And so if you're in a season where maybe you don't have the best relationship with your father, or you're not in a God-fearing relationship here on earth, I really encourage you to look at God to serve those needs for you and watch him come through. I was actually reading, I'm actually going to find the scripture real quick because it was so good. It was just talking about how our expectation should come from God alone. It says in Psalm 62:5, my soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. And then I wrote down, I said, your greatest expectations must be from God, not your husband, not your father, not your boyfriend. Your expectations should be from God alone.
Yeah. And I think there's a big difference between God disappointing us and feeling disappointed in God, because God doesn't disappoint us, mm-hmm. but we can feel disappointed in God. And that's because we're focusing on the wrong things.
Right.
And so if we know the true character of a good, loving God, a good, mm-hmm. loving father, then we can assume the best of him. And so if something is not being met, a certain need, what we can do then is then shift our perception to say, okay, well, I don't feel like God is answering my prayer the way I asked. And then you want to shift your thinking of, okay, how is he answering my prayer?
Right.
Because you're assuming the best of him. You're not assuming that he's not wanting to provide for you. You can assume, okay, well, God won't let me down. God doesn't disappoint me. So how can I pivot my thinking to make sure I'm receiving the things that God actually is wanting to give me?
Yeah. And I think that goes back to, I think a lot of times we pray for God to remove our trial or remove our suffering. But truly our suffering will seem like nothing compared to the glory of God worked in us if we have the right reactions in the midst of our struggles. Because it says in Romans 8:18, for I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. And so I think it also comes back down to our prayer life, because I think so often we just want to be removed from the trial versus trying to see what God's trying to do in us in mm-hmm. the trial.
Yeah. Do you want to pray on out, babe?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a good God. Lord, I just pray right now, if any of your children are perceiving you in the wrong way, that you would reveal to them who you really are, God. Let them see your heart. Let them feel your presence. Lord, renew their minds so that they can pray in alignment with your desires for their life. God, we want to pray over them right now that they would experience you in a new way today, Lord, that you would open their eyes to see you, open their ears to hear you, and open their hearts to receive you, Father. Lord, you are a good God, a Father, Abba. Lord, you are so merciful and full of grace and compassion and love. Lord, you chase after your children. You took on shame for us, God, so that we didn't have to endure the punishment that we actually received. That we actually deserved, God. And so I just pray right now that as we open up the floor, that your children would just fall at your feet, Lord, face down, hands raised, and look to you and call to you. And Lord, that you would just reveal yourself to them. So we're going to open up the floor right now, and Chad and I are going to be praying in agreement with them.
Promise to stand. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Oh, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen. Thank you all for tuning in today. We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye.